Welcome to a special Pledge Drive edition of The People's Pharmacy. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, welcoming in the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, Joe and Terry Graydon, to talk with us this hour about how to prevent, manage, and reverse heart disease. And we will talk about the great cholesterol myth, why lowering your cholesterol won't prevent heart disease, and the statin-free plan that will. And we will also let you know how you can get a copy of this book for a pledge during this hour. What are your questions about managing or preventing heart disease? Here's the number to join us on air, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let me welcome our guests, Joe and Terry Graydon. Are the executive directors and hosts of the People's Pharmacy, which is heard Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joe is a pharmacologist. Terry is a medical anthropologist. They have authored 19 health books, and they write a syndicated newspaper column as well. Joe and Terry Graydon join us from the WUNC studios in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joy.
And hello, Terry.
Hi, Joy. It's so great to be with you.
It's great to have you with us. So the book that we're going to be talking about is not one of your books, though, but you have talked to the co-authors on The People's Pharmacy.
That's correct. The book is The Great Cholesterol Myth, why lowering your cholesterol won't prevent heart disease, and the statin-free plan that will. It's by Johnny Bowden, who is a nutrition expert, and Stephen Sinatra, a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. Now, we've had Dr. Sinatra on the show many times in the past.
He's a very interesting person. He has been self-admitted a statin enthusiast for many, many years, and he's now, as he describes it, in recovery, in large measure because he thinks the statins were oversold and they have some pretty serious side effects.
So what is the great cholesterol myth?
Well, the biggest myth about cholesterol is that it is a primary cause of heart disease.
You know, we like things so simple. And there's no doubt that heart disease is still the number one killer. I mean, 1 million people in this country have heart attacks every year and over 600,000 die. And so it is a huge, huge health problem. But to reduce it to this one thing, cholesterol, is kind of ridiculous, to be quite honest. I mean, there are so many factors involved in heart disease, including things like hostility and anger. We know that's associated with heart disease. When's the last time your doctor prescribed anger management? Then there's the whole issue of triglycerides. There's something called lipoprotein A, LP little a. Too much iron in your blood will increase your risk for heart disease. Too little physical activity, too much insulin. And they talk a lot in this book about insulin resistance and the kinds of foods that cause insulin levels to go up too quickly.
Yeah, is this to say that these millions of people who are on statins are on statins unnecessarily?
Well, not all of them. Of course, statins do have a role to play, and Dr. Sinatra certainly acknowledges that. Statins are very, very helpful for people who have heart disease, particularly middle-aged men who have heart disease. But what we have seen in the literature, and certainly the great cholesterol myth, is very well resourced in terms of being able to go to the studies that they're talking about to support their argument. What we've seen in the research is that statins are just not very helpful at preventing that very first heart attack if you don't already have heart disease.
Now, here's the thing, Joy. Cholesterol has been perceived as the great evil. In fact, there used to be commercials on television where Mr. Cholesterol would pop up in the middle of your dinner and he would sort of rain on the parade. Whatever you were eating, he would look very unhappy about it because there was cholesterol. But without cholesterol, we die. Cholesterol is absolutely essential for hormones like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and let's not forget vitamin D. You can't make vitamin D without cholesterol.
And now we know how important vitamin D is for a huge range of body functions that we can't do without.
And you need cholesterol for your brain. Without cholesterol, you can't make the insulation, the myelin sheath around the nerves.
And here's something that sounds a little surprising, but absolutely true. You have to have cholesterol to keep the lens in your eye clear.
We've just learned in the last several months that statin users are at higher risk for cataracts. And while a lot of ophthalmologists say, oh, no big deal, we can give you a new lens, we have cataract surgery, I think a lot of people are surprised to learn that their cholesterol-lowering drug may actually increase rather substantially their risk for cataracts. So while we think some people need statins, no question about it, especially if they've had a heart attack or a stent, there are a lot of people, especially older women, who are probably not benefiting from statins and may have muscle aches and pains. They may have memory problems. They may have even arthritis symptoms. So there's a lot of reason why we think the cholesterol myth book is worth having in your library.
Yeah. What about, can you have too much of a good thing, though, when it comes to cholesterol? Are there some people where the cholesterol level is through the roof and something needs to be done about it?
Well, there are some people who have very high cholesterol. Cholesterol in and of itself is, as Joe mentioned, is not itself a problem. But if you have other risk factors and other problems, you may indeed need to control your cholesterol. But Joy, I would point out that the great cholesterol myth also gives you a lot of tools to control your cholesterol, whether or not you also take a statin. Mm-hmm.
And also ways to reduce your risk of heart disease. You know, it's a little bit like Goldilocks in the porridge. Not too hot, not too cold. We're looking for the sweet spot in the middle. So if your cholesterol's too low, that's not a good thing. You may be at risk for what's called a hemorrhagic stroke, a bleeding stroke. If your cholesterol is, as you say, through the roof, that may increase your risk of having a heart attack. So there needs to be a balance. And I think that the strategies in the great cholesterol myth will provide that balance.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Joe and Terry Graydon. They are the executive directors and hosts of the People's Pharmacy. We are talking with them about preventing, managing, reversing heart disease. And we are talking about the book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, Why Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease and the Statin-Free Plan That Will. And this book is our thank you gift during this hour, during this special Pledge Drive edition of the People's Pharmacy. It's your thank you gift with your pledge of $10 a month or $120 to help support Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make your pledge right now online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. We have a goal of 130 pledges during this hour, which is an above average total. Let me tell you, happy to say that 3 pledges so far this hour. Won't you be another one of them? Won't you help us reach this goal? And won't you pick up a copy of The Great Cholesterol Myth with your pledge of $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joe and Terry, tell us some of the tools in this book to help people manage their cholesterol.
Well, one of the things that Dr. Sinatra and Dr. Bowden talk about are what kinds of tests should you be asking your doctor for when it comes to preventing or controlling heart disease. And so it's not just your cholesterol mm-hmm. levels, it's the particle size. And they tell you what kind of test will tell you about the fluffy beach ball type cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, or the smaller, denser, dangerous kind. They talk about CRP, C-reactive protein, which is a marker for inflammation. And one of the key points in their book is inflammation is at the root of heart disease. And one of the things that contributes to inflammation is sugar and simple carbohydrates. fibrinogen, ferritin, which is a measure of iron, Lp little a, we mentioned that earlier as a risk factor, and even calcium. So they provide you a number of tests. They also say, eat this, dump that. So if you want to know about foods, they've got the list.
And they give you very specific ideas about what foods are bad for your heart, not always exactly what you think. For example, why cornflakes are not a great breakfast. And then they go on to tell you what you should be eating.
Yeah.
And
can I eat some eggs for breakfast?
You can. You can eat eggs for breakfast. And for lunch or supper, be sure to choose some wild Alaskan salmon. And make sure that when you have that breakfast or lunch, that you eat some berries or some cherries.
Why those?
Sounds good,
particular?
Huh?
Yeah, it does sound good. You know, I was going to ask you, should I avoid those Halloween Oreos that are in Pledge Central right now?
Oh,
yes,
dear.
Yes, you should. Unfortunately, you really need to leave the Halloween Oreos on the table. They are a horror for your heart.
And what's so interesting, I think I saw something just yesterday on The Wire suggesting that Oreos could be addictive.
To mice, anyway, and maybe to people, too.
So, yes, you know, what you eat has a profound impact on your health. And by the way, this Saturday on the People's Pharmacy, we're going to be talking about skin and diet. But it's not just your skin. It's your heart that matters, because that is what will predict whether or not you are going to have a heart attack and all of the consequences of a heart attack. Because once you've had a heart attack and you've had a stent, then you're on the anticoagulant drugs like Plavix, or now you've been seeing the commercials for Eliquis. These are drugs that have some pretty serious side effects if you're not careful. And so we don't want you going down that spiral. We want to prevent the number one killer in America today, and that is heart disease.
The other information that you'll find in the Great Cholesterol Myth are the supplements that Dr. Bowden and Dr. Sinatra recommend.
So what's the number to call? 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. It's our way of saying thank you for supporting one of the great public radio stations, one of the great systems in this country, and also the People's Pharmacy. So please help the Ideas Network right now. You will get as your thank you gift a really extraordinary book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, 888-202-2552.
And that is for your pledge of $10 a month or $120 to help support Wisconsin Public Radio. You are the single most important part of the Wisconsin Public Radio budget. And we count on your pledges at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 7 pledges so far toward that 130 pledge goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'll take some of your calls in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy this hour, Joe and Terry Graydon. Joe and Terry Graydon are the authors of 19 health books. They also write a syndicated newspaper column. And they are talking with us today about the great cholesterol myth, why lowering your cholesterol won't prevent heart disease, and the statin-free plan that will. And we're welcoming your questions on air about ways to prevent or manage heart disease. And our first caller is Anne in Harbor Springs. Hello, Anne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. My doctor has told me that my cholesterol is so high that because I already eat a very healthy diet and I'm not overweight, he said, there's nothing dietarily you can do to lower your cholesterol at this point because it's so high. But he says it must be hereditary. And in fact, the high cholesterol does run in my family, but heart disease does not. And I'm wondering if your guests can comment on that, and also if they're familiar with the Weston A. Price Foundation and what they see regarding cholesterol, what they have to say about that.
All right. Well, is so
well,
what do you
Anne,
think?
It's obviously we can't tell Anne what to do about her high cholesterol, but I would say it's a very, very good sign that there is no heart disease in her family despite the high cholesterol.
Well, here's one of the interesting discoveries. A lot of women, especially as they reach a certain age, may have fairly high cholesterol, but if it's the good kind, the HDL kind of cholesterol, that may actually be protective against heart disease. And so a person could have a total cholesterol of 250, 260, even as high as 280, but if their HDL is 90 or 110, most of that cholesterol is the good stuff. And that may actually be protective against heart disease, which may be why in Anne's family there's no history of heart disease. Now, of course, we don't know all of the numbers and subfractions, and that's something that she'll need to talk over with her doctor. But one of the really puzzling things about cholesterol, if you look at the statistics, you find that about half of the people who have heart attacks actually have normal or low cholesterol levels. So if cholesterol was like the responsible killer, how does that make sense? The other thing that's sort of fascinating is that older women live longer if their total cholesterol is a little higher than if it's a little lower. Again, very puzzling, but we've seen those statistics for a very long time. Now, as far as the Weston A. Price Foundation?
Well, we have actually talked to Sally Fallon on the People's Pharmacy several times. She is the executive director of the Weston A. Price Foundation. And Anne, if you are following a diet that more or less is along the lines of what the Weston A. Price Foundation recommends, you are almost in line with what Drs. Bowden and Sinatra are suggesting in the great cholesterol myth.
So if you'd like to know more about this kind of diet, this kind of approach, and the science behind it, please support Wisconsin Public Radio, the Ideas Network, the number 888-202-2552. You can make your pledge online at WPR.org. And our way of saying thank you is to make available a book that we think is very valuable. We think the information in this book can be very helpful to a lot of people, especially women, because a lot of the studies that have been done on statins have focused primarily on men, middle-aged men, at very high risk for heart disease. That benefit may not show up for women.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Joe and Terry Graydon. We are talking about heart disease and preventing heart disease, and we're welcoming your questions for them. We are talking about some of the ideas in the book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, Why Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease, and the Statin-Free Plan That Will, which is your thank you gift for your pledge of $10 a month or a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge. Pick up a copy of The Great Cholesterol Myth for your $10 a month pledge and help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. Also help us reach this goal of 130 pledges. 23 pledges so far this hour. But we know how they come in a rush at the end of the hour. You can beat the rush by going there now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Another caller, Ed in Toma, is with us. Hello, Ed.
Good morning. Sadly, I'm already a sustaining member, so I can't get the book.
That's not sad. Thank you very much.
Yeah. From what you guys are saying, it sounds like it sounds like cholesterol supplements are going to be the next big thing.
Well, I don't think we need to do that, Ed. As Joy asked, can you have eggs for breakfast? The answer is yes. That's probably enough of a cholesterol supplement.
Well, you know, it actually is kind of interesting, Ed, because in Japan, for decades, they have actually encouraged people to raise their cholesterol levels. And why would you think they do that? Well, the reason is that in Japan, they've had a high incidence of what I referred to earlier as hemorrhagic stroke, bleeding stroke, which is a real killer. And because that's associated with low cholesterol levels, in Japan, they've actually had a public health initiative to raise cholesterol in order to reduce the likelihood of experiencing a hemorrhagic stroke. Now, I don't think that's ever going to happen here because we have a much greater risk of heart attacks. But your point is very interesting.
Well, I'll tell you my history. I have some history of heart problems in my family, not really like clogged arteries and heart attacks, but more heart failure. And so I always told myself when I get around 40, I would go to, you know, my family's heart doctor and get tested and all that stuff. Well, I'm almost 50 now, so that was 10 years ago, and it turned out I had high cholesterol, and they put me on simvastatin, and I was on it for a couple of years, and I was so sick during that time, and I went to all these kind of specialists, and you know, they couldn't figure out why I was always getting respiratory infections. And then one day it just dawned on me, and I Googled statin side effects, and like the number two thing was respiratory infection. And so I went off the medication, and you know, within about 6 months was completely back to normal. And the other thing that's changed since then is what used to be my high cholesterol, which is about 230, 220. Now they talk more about the ratio, and my HDL cholesterol is actually 80. And so now my cholesterol is actually just fine.
Yeah. That doesn't sound through the roof to me.
No, and thank you so much for sharing that call and that information. Because I think we have not appreciated the statin side effects, whether it's the muscle aches and pains that can be incredibly debilitating and prevent people from exercising, or the arthritis pain, or the cataracts, or the memory problems, or as in your case, the pulmonary infections, the lung problems. People need to weigh the benefits and the risks, and I think that's what they do in the great cholesterol myth.
Yeah, I was interested to hear that he said his cholesterol level was 230 or so, but that HDL was 80, and that's when you want to be pretty high, isn't it?
Yes, it's good to have higher HDL, and 80 is very high for a man. So I mean, Ed is in great shape in terms of just the crude numbers. Now, what you will learn in the Great Cholesterol Myth is how to ask your doctor for the specific tests that will tell you even more about your particular cholesterol and whether or not it's putting you at risk. And I have to say, Joy, that we don't have any evidence that I know of that statins will prevent heart failure. So if you want to know about the great cholesterol myth and you want to support Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping this important information coming, the number to call to make your pledge, 888-202-2552. You can also make a secure pledge at WPR.org, and we hope you will.
Yes, and we have 32 pledges so far toward that 130 pledge goal for this hour. Your pledge of $10 a month or $120 goes a long way in helping to pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio, and it also entitles you to this thank you gift that is good this hour, The Great Cholesterol Myth, Why Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease, and the Statin-Free Plan That Will. Now, Ed said that, regrettably, he's a sustaining member, and he won't be able to get the book. That might not be accurate, Ed. If you are a sustaining member at the $120 level or greater, and you haven't taken a gift in the past year, you can take this as your gift. That's my understanding of the rules. So you can check that out. You can join Ed and others in becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Our guests are Joe and Terry Graydon. They are the executive directors and hosts of The People's Pharmacy, which can be heard Saturdays at 6 and at 2 here on the Ideas Network. And we have question from Greg and Amory, an email, who says, if you lower your cholesterol with medications, doesn't the liver just produce more to give the body what it requires?
Well, it's a wonderful question from Greg, because the body is this amazing homeostatic organism that does, in fact, balance things. But because of the way statins work, they actually stop the production of cholesterol at the very beginning of, if you think of it as a stream starting up in the mountains, working its way down to the ocean. Well, the statins work very high, right up there at the peak of the mountain, to prevent the manufacture of cholesterol. And that's one of the problems. They shut down other things, one of which is something called coenzyme Q10, also known as ubiquinone, which is essential for the body. It's the energy that drives the mitochondria, the energy factories in your cells. And one of the things that we suspect is that a lot of the memory problems and especially the muscle problems are associated with low levels of coenzyme Q10 caused by statins. So if you're taking atorvastatin or simvastatin like Ed was, or perhaps it's lovastatin or pravastatin, any of the statins, including some of the popular brand names like Crestor, you need to know how much you should be taking of coenzyme Q10. It's described in detail in the book, along with other supplements, because they point out that other nutrients may be low as well. You know, Joy, one of the other things that they talk about in the book in some length, which we think is pretty critical, and that's fat. You know, we've been told that fat is the enemy.
And we've been told that we should absolutely steer away from saturated fat, and we should really be going to polyunsaturated fats like corn oil and safflower oil.
And you know, we've all been worshiping at the canola oil fountain, and they say, wait a minute, there are some problems with canola oil, and they go into the details, and they talk about something that people have heard is bad for them, coconut oil. Well, it may turn out that coconut and coconut oil is better for us because it resists something called oxidation. So if you want to know what the good fats are, what the bad fats are, how to balance good fats against bad fats, how to cook, what kind of oil to use on your salad dressing, make that call right now, 888-202-2552. The Great Cholesterol Myth is our way of saying thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and you will learn a lot about how to cook and how to eat.
That number again is 888-202-2552, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. We ask for a $120 pledge or more to pick up a copy of The Great Cholesterol Myth, Why Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease and the Statin-Free Plan That Will. And we welcome your pledge, your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Help pay the bills, help pay for programs like the People's Pharmacy and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Help us reach this goal of 130 pledges during this hour. We have 45 and counting at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Another caller, Bill in Sun Prairie, is with us. Hello, Bill.
Good morning. Joe and Terry, I want to thank you for the very valuable information you've provided on your program. I've listened to it many times. A quick story regarding cholesterol. I've always taken care of myself, and back when I was 65, back in 2008, I was doing some push-ups. I got up and had burning in my chest. I was rushed into the hospital and had double stents put in. And I was in the middle of a dissertation at the time on the mind-body connection and a PhD in natural health, and I changed my topic to atherosclerosis. So I've done a great deal of research in the field, and I haven't read your book, this cholesterol myth, but everything you've said kind of agrees with my research. Here are some of the things, the takeaways that I've found. First of all, I do not believe in the lipid hypothesis founded by Ansel Keys that cholesterol is bad. I right now feel that probably the best theory is a response to injury hypothesis. That is that cholesterol is used almost like a patch in our endothelium, the inner part of our arteries, to patch up injuries. And that's that occurs because cholesterol occurs naturally in the body. It's there for a reason, even the LDL.
Let me jump in.
You know something, Bill? What you are describing is exactly what Drs. Steven Sinatra, cardiologist, and Dr. Johnny Bowden, nutritionist, talk about in The Great Cholesterol Myth. It's their book, not our book. But they talk about those endothelial cells, which are the cells that line the arteries in your body, the big ones and the little ones. And I think you're onto something when you say that cholesterol patches the inflammatory reaction and the damage that's done. You know, what they talk about, the real harm is the great American diet. All of the sugar that we consume, all of those carbohydrates that we love, the pizzas, the pastas, the pretzels, all of that. And I am a lover of pretzels. I can tell you that this is not good for your insulin, which is what really damages those cells.
And we have to take a break in just a moment, but let me remind listeners that we have 50 pledges, now 51 pledges toward that 130 pledge goal. Our number to call to make your pledge of $10 a month or more to get the book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, and to support Wisconsin Public Radio is 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. I did want to ask you why it is that so many doctors are prescribing these statins or are so wrong about what's causing the heart disease. And, you know, why is this happening?
Well, the pharmaceutical industry has had a profound impact. I mean, Lipitor was the number one drug in this country for a very long time and earned billions and continues to earn billions as its generic drug. But when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. You've probably heard that before.
The other reason, Joy, is that doctors have not been trained. They have been trained to prescribe drugs. They have not been trained to coach people on how to live a healthy life and how to eat the sort of diet that would protect your heart. And consequently, doctors may say to their patients, well, eat a healthy diet, but without additional information, without the extra help that you need, that isn't going to be very useful. And then patients come back and they haven't changed their weight or what they're doing. And doctors say, well, my patients aren't going to make any lifestyle changes. I'll just prescribe statins.
You know, we don't have a pill for loneliness. We don't have a pill for anger. And so they can't be prescribed and we don't know what to do about it. So we come up with, you know, a cholesterol lowering drug. But hostility may be equally important. And the food we eat makes such a profound difference on our health. We need, as Terry said, help. And I think that's what this book provides, giving people the tips and tools to reduce their risk of heart disease without the side effects of statins. Now, some people, like Bill, may need a statin because he has stents. If somebody's had a heart attack, they may absolutely require a drug like atorvastatin. But for the vast majority of people who just have quote-unquote risk factors, learning how to change your diet, how to learn how to cook with the healthy fats, and to learn how to exercise and reduce hostility and some of the other things that can make a profound impact, well, we think that is the way to go.
And the way to go is to also support Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge of support and pick up a copy of The Great Cholesterol Myth. Pledge $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio for this thank you gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Joe and Terry Graydon, and this is a special pledge drive edition of the People's Pharmacy here on the Ideas Network. This is a special pledge drive edition of the People's Pharmacy. I'm Joy Cardine with Joe and Terry Graydon, talking this hour about how to prevent, manage, and reverse heart disease, and talking about what is called the great cholesterol myth, why lowering your cholesterol won't prevent heart disease, and the statin-free plan that will, which is by one of the Graydon's guests on the People's Pharmacy, Dr. Steven Sinatra. who's a cardiologist. And we welcome your questions for Joe and Terry at 1-800-642-1234. That's the number to get on air. But we also have another number for you, and we hope you will call it and make a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Every pledge is appreciated. Every pledge is needed. No matter what the amount, you decide how much you want to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you donate $10 a month, or a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, your thank you gift, good during this hour, is the Great Cholesterol Myth. So we hope that you will take advantage of this wonderful opportunity to support the People's Pharmacy, to support Wisconsin Public Radio, and get some great information from the book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. Let me go to Linda in Menominee Falls next. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I was just put on Crestor, 5 mg's every day for the rest of my life. They tried at 10 mg's three times a week, only I couldn't quite swing it, and I couldn't remember, basically. I've never taken medication in my life. I've been fighting this for a long time, but my cholesterol total is 273. And my HDLs are 80, my tris are 85, and my LDLs are 176. And they seem to think that I failed the particle size test, and I have inflammation in the heart. I think that's what they call it. So I'm wondering, do you think indeed I need cholesterol, or should I question this again? Medication.
Well,
sorry,
Linda, first of all, we can't in any way make recommendations for you. That's between you and your physician. The HDL level that you have is actually surprisingly high, and so that's the good news. The fact that you have bad particle size is a little worrisome. The fact that you have inflammation, presumably because of your CRP levels, that's also a little worrisome. But there are a lot of things perhaps you can do in addition to the Crestor. There are a lot of foods that you can eat that are anti-inflammatory. They're mentioned in the book. There are a lot of supplements. So for one thing, you almost assuredly should be taking some coenzyme Q10. And in the book, it will tell you approximately what that dose should be. It'll talk about the fats that you should be eating and the fats that you should be avoiding and the other foods that may be causing the inflammation. Now, Terry, there are some supplements that may be really important for people like Linda and anyone else who's listening to us who might be at risk for heart disease, which is probably about half of our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the advantages of Crestor for Linda, because she does have apparently inflammation, is that it does have anti-inflammatory activity, and that might be much more important than the cholesterol-lowering activity. As Joe mentioned, the coenzyme Q10 is going to be absolutely essential because the statins do cut off your body's ability to make coenzyme Q10, so you're going to have to take some. Dr. Sinatra also recommends for anyone who is taking a statin to also take, in addition to the CoQ10, D-ribose, magnesium, and L-carnitine. And the omega-3 fats, such as fish oil, also very important. And supplements from plants, like curcumin, which comes from turmeric, that yellow spice in curry. Resveratrol, which comes from grapes and peanuts. And pantothene. And natokinase, which comes from soybeans, actually. It's a fermented soy product.
So if you'd like to learn more, Linda, about all of those supplements, what the right dose is, what the pros and cons might be, especially the discussion regarding statins, you may find The Great Cholesterol Myth a valuable addition to your library. It'll also help you make decisions about cooking and eating. The number to call, Terry, if people would like to join the conversation?
Oh, I think Joy should give the number to call if people want to join the conversation, but I can give the number to call if you would like to make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio Ideas Network and keep the information flowing. 888-202-2552. Or make that pledge online at WPR.org.
And we are fast approaching, I hope, our goal of 130 pledges, 76 right now, 54 to go, and time to do that in the 10 minutes left in the program. Your pledge helps pay for all of what you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. You can decide how much to pledge, how much to contribute. If you would like the book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, we ask for a $120 pledge, $10 a month. You can do it as a sustainer, too, if you'd like to. We call the sustainer the ongoing monthly contribution of $10 a month that you can have taken directly out of your bank account, or you can have it charged to your credit card that way. So you decide how you want to do it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I am learning so much from this hour talking to Joe and Terry Graydon about Dr. Sinatra's book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. And you learn something new every week listening to The People's Pharmacy. We know it's one of your favorite programs. So your pledge now helps keep this service going strong and The People's Pharmacy going strong, too. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Let's take another call from Tom in Paddock Lake. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks so much for your show. Appreciate it. My question is, 2 years ago, I had blockage in an artery in my heart, and I had a stent put in, and I also had pulmonary embolism at the same time. So I'm on warfarin, and the doctor said I'd be on warfarin for the rest of my life. And my question is what do you think of Xarelto in the place of warfarin?
Well, you know, there are a whole bunch of these new oral anticoagulants that are becoming very popular. Eliquis is being advertised like crazy on television and in newspapers and in magazines. Xarelto is another one. And there are a lot of cardiologists who are a little worried about these substitutes because it's a little bit challenging to find the sweet spot. How do you know when you get to the right dose, and how do you reverse an overdose? Whereas we've had a lot of experience with warfarin. Now, warfarin is a tricky drug. It has to be monitored on a regular basis, and you have to watch out for foods because there are a lot of healthy foods, green leafy vegetables, that can counteract the benefits of warfarin. But I think this is something that you really need to talk over with your cardiologist, Tom, because that's not a recommendation that we can make. You know, I did want to mention one thing, Joy, and that is that if you were to ask us what is the number one most important thing you can do for your good health, we would say
exercise. Absolutely. The it's good for everything that you can think of.
Your brain, your heart, your body. It doesn't matter.
Your sex
exercise
life.
Is so good. But here's the problem. An awful lot of people who are put on statins complain about muscle aches and pain.
Right.
So we've had so many messages over the last decade or two from people who say, well, I was doing great. I was hiking. I was running. I was doing all of the things I love, playing golf, playing tennis. And then all of a sudden I'm on 20 or 40 milligrams of simvastatin or atorvastatin. And now I can't play tennis anymore. I can't play golf. I can't even go hiking with my grandkids. My doctor loves my numbers. He says my cholesterol is really low and it's great, but I can't enjoy life the way I used to. And we're going, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? Exercise is at least as important in preventing heart disease as your cholesterol.
Well, in fact, here in The Great Cholesterol Myth, Bowden and Sinatra cite information from the Nurses' Health Study. Great, great, big, long-lasting study. They say 82% of the heart attacks in the study are due to a problem with people not doing one of these things. So here are the rules you want to follow to prevent heart disease. Don't smoke. Do drink alcohol in moderation. Do exercise. Do keep your weight healthy with the BMI under 25. And do eat a wholesome low glycemic index diet with lots of omega-3 fats.
So if you want to know more about that low glycemic index diet, now's the time to make the call. We're rapidly running out of time. That's 888-202-2552. Our way of saying thank you, The Great Cholesterol Myth. You will learn about cooking. You will learn about eating. You will learn about exercise. You will learn about fats. You'll learn some fascinating things, especially about coconut oil, something you've probably not heard or read any place else.
Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge of $10 a month, $120 pledge, and we will send you the Great Cholesterol Myth as your thank you. We are just about at 100. I see the computer turning over right now. 100 pledges toward this 130 pledge goal, and 5 more minutes left in the program. So don't delay. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Art in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Art.
Hi. My wife was recommended to take a statin, which she's reluctant to do, based on her having LDL of 166, which was about 70% of her total cholesterol. And you've talked about what's through the roof and what's high, but how would you rate that, I guess?
One of the things that Dr. Sinatra and Bowden would say is LDL, just as a number like that, doesn't actually tell you what you need to know. You need to know if it's LDL-A or if it's LDL-B. You need to know the particle size. And so your wife's doctor should be encouraged to do those additional tests.
And, you know, the other thing that, that often gets ignored, there are 125 other risk factors for heart disease. LDL cholesterol is just one of them. So if your wife is exercising, if she is eating really healthy foods, if she has a low hostility level, if her CRP levels, her C-reactive protein levels are low, all of those other things may have as equal importance as her LDL cholesterol. Just because we have the ability to lower LDL cholesterol doesn't mean that's the only solution, a statin. So there are a lot of other things that can be done to lower her risk. A lot depends on her genes and her family history. So, you know, we really think that cholesterol is one factor, but only one of 125 others.
Yeah. So who should be interested in the Great Cholesterol Myth?
Anyone who wants to stay healthy should absolutely be interested in the Great Cholesterol Myth. And absolutely anyone whose doctor has said, your cholesterol's a little high, think you might want to take a statin.
And it'll also be important for anyone who is worried about developing prediabetes or diabetes, because it really talks about the role of blood sugar and insulin in good health. And, you know, as our bonus, what we'd like to make available to the listeners right now, and we haven't talked about this, Joy, so we hope it's okay, our conversation with Dr. Sinatra and Dr. Bowden, we'll throw that in, because it's one thing to read a book, but it's another thing to listen to their conversation on the People's Pharmacy. So our way of saying super thank you to the listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio is, if you make your pledge right now, and the number to pledge is 888-202-2552, our way of saying thank you from the People's Pharmacy is our CD, our one-hour conversation with the authors of The Great Cholesterol Myth, so you will be able to truly understand what they're saying and why.
You are so
if that's okay with you, Joy, we'd like to make that available.
I wish I could be the person to decide that, but we'll see if our pledge drive bosses are able to make that happen. However, I know that people are going to love The Great Cholesterol Myth, and if we can swing Joe and Terry's generous offer there, we will. But I think you'll be happy with The Great Cholesterol Myth. So far, we have 117 people who are very happy with that idea. Joe and Terry Graydon, as always, you are you're wonderful, and I thank you very much for your time, and we'll be listening on Saturdays at 6 and 2 to hear your great information again next week. Thanks very much.
Joy, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We love being with you.
Joe and Terry Graydon are the executive directors and the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy. Time for you to get this fancy premium at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. $10 a month, $120 pledge, and ask for The Great Cholesterol Myth. I'm Joy Cardine. This is The People's Pharmacy.